My name is Ashley, and this is what pink sounds like. Big thank you to Oswaldo, host of the Morning After Show, for taking over for me last week. I was soaking up the sunshine in lovely Kelowna. Unbeknownst to me, I got back, and of course the cover of the province is Save Our City. If you haven't turned on the news, a very, very bad shooting involving some gangs happened in Kelowna, right in front of the Delta, which just of course happened to be where I was staying at the time. A little scary, but it's okay. I was safe. I got out of there. And of course, condolences to the people who got hurt. It just seems so crazy. You don't expect that to happen in a nice resort town such as Kelowna, BC. But while I was there, I not only soaked up sun, but drank tons of wine, which was fun. The wineries are a great thing to do when you get out there. If you want to visit it just for the view, it's beautiful. So if you want to learn more about my escapades at the wineries, go to whatpinksoundslike.com. I have a funny little thing on there because my wine snobbishness has not gone away yet, so I felt the need to write about it on a blog, and that's what blogs are for. But today we're going to get to the music. Got lots of great new music for you today, including this band called Las Kellys from Argentina. And they're like this punk garage band. They sing in several different languages, and they are way too cool. So we're going to play that as well. All here on What Pink Sounds Like, of course, celebrating women in media and in music. To start, Eleanor Friedberger with Roosevelt Island off her latest album, Last Summer.
We saw a picture of a girl with the same hair and I posed next to her, copping a smile. Made a great photo, but I never thought I'd see her again. Didn't really want to ever see her again. You went alone on the train, it was hard to imagine you counting back on your own. I can't believe you brought it back for me. That day was supposed to be like spring break, but it was dark and cool, and the sand felt all dirty and gritty under our shoes. I brought my camera and I have a shot of us, you and that guy who died down in Philly on the beach. The cyclone made you sick. It was a similar sort of trip. By the time we took the tram down to Roosevelt Island, you made me feel like I was more like you than like me. I like that. We even went uptown to score, sat on a bench on that designated corner when we didn't have cell phones, and waited for a man, then jumped on the subway back downtown. It always keeps singing.
Guy we used to hang, but the sound of
waltzing. The sound of his giggle makes me wanna be his friend again. And it goes, and it goes. And it goes, and it goes.
Eleanor Friedberger used to be part of a duo. Now that's her solo album, Last Summer. And I honestly love the album. It's kind of, I love that kind of nice soul funk beat almost that got going to it. It's a little more peppy, and it's, the whole album is like that. It's really, really nice, easy listening. That was the track Roosevelt Island. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. We're broadcasting from the beautiful University of British Columbia, and I'm Ashley Kissman, and this is What Pink Sounds Like. I'm going to take you until 2 p.m. celebrating women in media and in music, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things on today's show, including gonna give you some brand new music, one in fact from a local band, and we always love to support local bands here at CITR. This local band is called Low Spin, and I was happy to get an email from Jesse, who is part of the trio that had contacted me. They're a pop alternative band that are comprised of three ladies and one lad. Sorry, not a trio. Quartet, maybe, if you will. They just released their self-titled album in April, and it was actually produced and recorded by Howard Redekop, which is also the guy who helped to produce and record Tegan and Sarah, Mother Mother, and The New Pornographers, which is really cool. So among the five originals on the album, there was also even a cover that was unreleased, Tegan and Sarah's song, and they collaborated with Tegan on it. It's called Give Chase, and they have a few shows coming up, which is really cool. One at the Rickshaw on September 7th with another female-fronted band, The Joy Formidable, from Wales, actually. And then they're also performing in Calgary, if you're going out that way, at Republic on September 5th. I'm also hoping to get them in studio, get them an interview, because they just sound like really cool people. Also, love their music. Go to lowspinmusic.com to hear some of their tracks, and also follow them on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace. In the meantime, I want to play for you the song Stargazer. This is by Low Spin right here on CITR.
Oh,
Again, that was Low Spin, local band Low Spin. Thanks, Jesse, part of the band, for sending me that information. Go to lowspinmusic.com if you want to learn more about them or maybe listen to more tracks, and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Gotta love social media. More music to come with the Handsome Furs right after this.
WinnieCooper.net, Beatroot Magazine, and CITR 101.9 FM present Seattle's Craft Spells with Vancouver New Wave Wizards Mode Moderne. This early show starts at 8 and closes down at 11:30. But don't let that scare you. Let that liberate you, because there's a post-show dance party with DJs Tristan Orchard and Wobangs that goes well beyond the witching hour. Want to buy an advance ticket? Visit WinnieCooper.net to learn how. Craft Spells and Mode Moderne. Friday, August 19th at the Waldorf Hotel.
And that was the Handsome Furs, an awesome duo and a guy and a gal there. And that was off their album Sound Capital, their latest. They've been around for quite some time now. And anyways, guys, that's really good. And that was the track Bury Me Standing. Up next, I want to introduce you to Las Kellys. Now, you may have heard of them if you, say, are from Argentina, because that is actually where this all-girl band started out. Las Kellys started actually in 2005 when three girls met at a gig in Buenos Aires. They decided to put a band together and borrow their friends' amps and instruments. Makes sense. This is actually their third album called Kellys, which is what I'm going to play for you today. And they mix catchy garage sounds with dub and post-punk. And get this, if that wasn't as, you know, cool enough, they sing in Spanish, English, German, Japanese, Portuguese, Catalan, and French. Can you imagine? Let alone playing an instrument. I'm in awe of these ladies here. They spent the last several years ensuring their prominence in the Argentinian music scene, and now they're spreading their influence throughout Europe. They're actually on tour in Europe right now. This is a quirky all-girl post-punk band, and it's just really happy music. Listening to this next track called "Hit It Off," which is what the one I'm going to play for you, I see this as a perfect soundtrack in a movie where, like, a protagonist would be running away from a threatening yet benign antagonist. Like a little boy running away from a bunch of schoolgirls that like trying to kiss him. You know, young love. It's really fun. It's really catchy. No tour dates yet in North America, but hopefully CC Kelly, guitar and vocals, Betty Kelly, bass and vocals, and Syl Kelly will all be coming to North America real soon. This is the track "Hit It Off" from Las Kellys.
Rolling tide.
door to door, like a ladder they say. Then you turn me out at the top of the stairs. You took all the glory that you just couldn't share. I've never been so disabused. I've never been so mad. I've never been served anything that tasted so bad. You might need a friend any day now, any day. Oh, my brother, be careful. You are drifting away. Throw me a rope on the rolling tide. What did you want it to be? You said him on me. The way you made it, that's the way it will be. The way you made it, that's the way.
And that was the latest from Jillian Welch, actually. If you're not familiar with Jillian Welch, she has produced many critically acclaimed albums. And as you can see, she sings kind of folk country, very bluegrass and Appalachian music. And that's actually where she's on tour right now, is kind of in the East Coast near Virginia. But The Harrow and the Harvest is her fifth studio album, and that was the track The Way It Will Be. And before that, of course, we had Las Kellys from Argentina. And you gotta check these girls out. They are awesome. They've got a great MySpace page. I'll put it on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, and so you can just, they're just too cool. I just don't even know how to describe them, but they're just happy and fun. Definitely a good soundtrack to maybe put on for our last few weeks of summer here in Vancouver. Lots more coming up next on What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR. I'm Ashley Kissman. But first, I have to say, maybe a little review, little rant about a movie I just went and saw. So summer's all about these big Hollywood blockbusters, right? And granted, I love going to see new movies. The cheesier, the better, usually. And what could be cheesier than Cowboys and Aliens? If you have saw this movie, then you will appreciate this rant. If you haven't, maybe you might still appreciate it. I would not recommend paying money to go see this movie, but it's definitely a huge cheese factor. So I'm guessing Cowboys and Aliens, just by the name and by the action, was probably the biggest blockbuster of the summer. You know, you combine James Bond, you combine Indiana Jones, and a bad script, and this was really bound to happen. The movie was laughable. You know it's bad when you're in a movie theater and people are laughing at parts where you know you're not supposed to laugh at. That's when you know it's really bad. I went with my friend Pippa, who writes a blog, Coincidental Reality. Definitely check it out, coincidentalreality.com, and is a Comic-Con and sci-fi genre genius. She's amazing. We met back at university, where we were both poli-sci students, and although we knew the movie was going to be bad, we almost relished in the fact. Anyways, something about the movie struck us, and I don't think it would have really maybe gone unnoticeable by anyone else, but you know, I think because we're both used to our academic feminist lens, we really zeroed in on this. Now, warning, before I continue with this little rant and review, this next part will spoil a certain surprise in the movie. So those who still want to see it might want to turn the radio down for a couple minutes. But then again, I don't really recommend watching it, so here it goes. Olivia Wilde is the mysterious love interest. She plays this mysterious woman, the love interest of course, Daniel Craig, the cowboy, and is in fact a beautiful young woman, but she's not just a beautiful young woman who's kind of an accomplice to the male characters, but in fact, an alien in a beautiful young woman's body. Shocker. And of course, you know, Hollywood had to create a scene where she was naked in her human form. Big surprise. This alien, though, was in fact the only seemingly female heroine in the film. All the other women played, you know, the role of the good old damsel in distress. And how is it that the only woman protagonist was an alien? Come on, Hollywood, are you saying women can only be protagonists if in fact we're not women at all? So that's the kind of strike one right there. But what Pippa, my friend, pointed out, which was interesting, was that before everyone knew she was an alien, before the audience knew she was an alien, before the script kind of revealed that surprise, she was dressed in a dress, as was the proper attire for a woman in the Wild West back in the 1800s. But after they find out she's an alien, she in fact gets to wear pants and dress like a man. Does this mean that she became genderless as soon as the men found out that she was an alien? Genderless still being universally masculine in character? I don't really know. This is what 4 years of studying political science and women's studies will do to you people. You overanalyze everything. But I admit, I'm a huge fan of analyzing pop culture, and to conclude this rant, Daniel Craig's uber-macho character still kisses the genderless alien played by Olivia at the end of the film, which could lead me to ask, is Hollywood embracing transgendered alien relationships on screen? Only if the genderless alien in question has the body and spirit of a hot 20-something actress. We're making progress. Only little by little. So there you go. Cowboys and Aliens, super cheesy movie. Now, if you do want my recommendations on movies that you could go see that are really good this summer, Midnight in Paris, starring Owen Wilson and Rachel McAdams, is amazing. Crazy Stupid Love with Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, and Emma Stone was a really nice surprise, very funny kind of chick flick film. And of course, the best action flick, in my opinion, of the summer has to be Captain America. And I know all the Comic Con fans out there will love that one. So really cool. There you go. Go see a movie tonight. Could be fun. That's what nice summers are for, especially cool ones in Vancouver where it might be a little too cold to stay outside. Anyways, guys, much more coming up on CITR right after this quick message.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Up next on CITR and What Pink Sounds Like, this is Anna Calvi with First We Kiss.
My heart beats against the wardrobe. Closing door beats against the window. Tell me how long, tell me how long. I feel it come from nowhere, taking over me. I feel it come from nowhere. Tell me why, tell me. First we'll kiss.
That was Little Foot Long Foot, sell out while you can, off their album Oh Hell. And this really cool group, I believe our station manager described them as similar to the Pack AD, which is awesome because I love the Pack AD. And it's pretty cool bluesy rock, but it packs a little more punch to it. This group is made up of two ladies and a guy, Caitlin Dacey and Joan Smith, along with Isaac Klein, and this trio is from Toronto. And this is only their second studio album, I believe. They came out with an EP earlier and people just ate it up, so definitely want to check out this album, Oh Hell. I'll be playing a lot more of it, I can tell you, in the weeks to come here on What Pink Sounds Like. Up next on the program, we're going to slow it down a bit. I'm going to give you a little R&B flavor. If you never heard of this lovely lady when she came out, you definitely need to. This is Alice Smith with Fake is the New Real.
Full speed ahead, rock and roll is dead. The girls and boys from the Mickey Mouse Club clocked it in the head. TV makes people so tired, bored as a bird on a wire. I check the pulse and I light a match, and then I set the telly on. I set the telly on fire. Tell me what's the deal. Tell me what's the deal. Cause it really seems to me bonafide is a whole deal. Fake is the new real. Take a bite out of crime. It's not on your dime. If honesty will put you in jail, you know that we're living in phony times. You say you wanna get turned on. You visit fuckmehorn.com. You take a moment and kick yourself, and then you drop yourself. You drop yourself a bomb. Tell me what's the deal.
Yeah. Student, why walk alone when you can call Safe Walk? The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
Safe Walk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries. Use one of the big blue phone booths. Or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus, and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
That was Alice Smith with Fake is the New Real off her album For Lovers, Dreamers, and Me. And then after that was Jill Scott, a favorite R&B singer of mine, off her album Beautifully Human. And that was the song Golden, which just always makes me feel golden. It's one of those like peppy songs that just puts you in a good mood right away. Up next here on What Pink Sounds Like, Hannah Gorgeous and Adele coming up next.
Put on my old fall coat while listening to Fissa by the Blow. Grab my toque and go. I can't can't forget my scarf. The air bites at my nose. The leaves do what they're told. Their colors match the tone of my skin. Uh-oh, the sun peeks out to play. We all welcome her for the day. Uh-oh, the sun peeks out to play. We all hope she'll lengthen her stay. She said, all I need is this right now. Got the wind at my back. Got the sun standing tall. All I need is this right now. Breeze. The grass sways in time to the beat. The birds and I all sing along. Sha la 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 la. Uh-oh, the sun peeks out to play.
Baby, is that real? really what you own. Got your love anymore. He's the one I'm leaving you for.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Yes, listen to Cab Radio and CITR 101.9 FM, always broadcasting just for you. It's my time to jet on out of here. Thanks for listening to What Pink Sounds Like Today. I'm Ashley Kissman. I will be here next week, I promise. You will not hear Oswaldo's voice. Well, not past one at least. Up next, Linda is coming up with Give 'Em the Boot, featuring Italian music. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Before that was Hannah Gorgas off the Beat Stuff with this track All I Need. And that was Adele with Rumor Has It off her album 21. For everything in the playlist for today's show, check out whatpinksoundslike.com, as well as I'll link to some issues that I talked about or ranted about today. Again, guys, thanks for listening. I will leave you with Mother Mother. This is Original Spin off their album Eureka.
It's just the